prepare now for the practice of Yoga Nidra. Lie down comfortably, either on your bed or a yoga mat on the floor. Close the door, take the phone off the hook, and ensure you will not be disturbed. This time is for you, for your own rejuvenation and relaxation. Yoga Nidra is a gift to yourself, enabling you to come back into balance. Set aside any worldly cares for this time. Leave behind your duties and simply allow yourself to listen, following the simple instructions of the practice. If your mind drifts off, as the mind tends to do, patiently and lovingly, continue to return your awareness time and time again to following the practice. Take time now to adjust your physical position. Lie in such a way that the feet are comfortably apart and relaxing outward to the sides. Feel the arms relaxing by the sides of the body, but not touching the body. Turn the palms upward or slightly inward and join the first finger and thumb of each hand. This symbolizes the union between the individual and the higher or cosmic self and redirects the prana or the vital energy back through the body, creating a circuit. Ensure that your neck is resting comfortably to avoid strain. The neck should be straight with the spine, the shoulders relaxing downward. Close the eyes now and turn the awareness inward. Feel any areas of the body which may be tight or uncomfortable, and adjust your position so that you are developing a deep sense of comfort and relaxation. Pay particular attention to the face and smooth away any lines of tension from the forehead. Relax the eyes and the eyelids. You may like to place an eye pillow over the eyes for greater comfort. Soften the lips and ensure that the lower jaw is releasing all tension and softening. Once your body is completely comfortable, remain still for the rest of the practice. Allow your awareness now to move to the outer sounds. Become aware of the ears and the art of listening. Listen to one sound for a few moments and then explore another sound and another. Continue to listen in this way. Now gradually return your awareness back to the closer sounds. And now come to the sound of your own natural breath. Be aware of the breath gently and spontaneously flowing in and flowing out of your body. And with each passing breath, allow yourself to let go and relax a little more deeply. At this time, in the practice of Yoga Nidra, we have the opportunity to make a sankalpa. This is a positive affirmation, developing transformation of some aspect in your life. Form an aim and create a short, positive statement. Then repeat it silently in the mind 3 times. You may also visualize yourself achieving your aim and develop the sense of this achievement. Then allow your sankalpa to rest in the mind and work on a deeper level in your life, as we now move on a journey through the physical body. As each part of your body is named, take your conscious awareness to that physical part and feel it relaxed. Repeat the name silently. And you may also visualize or imagine that part of the body in the mind. Let us begin with the right side of the body. Right hand thumb. First finger. Second finger. Third finger. Fourth finger. Palm. Wrist. Forearm, elbow, upper arm, the right shoulder, right side of the body, waist, hip, thigh, knee, calf muscle, ankle, the right heel, sole of the right foot, right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe. Awareness of the whole right side of the body. Take the awareness now to the left side. Become aware of the left hand thumb, first finger, second finger, third finger, fourth finger, palm, wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, the left shoulder, left side, waist, hip, thigh, knee, calf muscle, ankle, the left heel, sole of the foot, left big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe. Awareness of the left side of the body. Moving to the back of the body, right buttock, left buttock, the lower back, mid back, upper back, and shoulder blades, back of the neck, the whole spinal column from the tailbone up to the neck. Back of the head, crown of the head, forehead, right temple, left temple, right eyebrow, left eyebrow, the eyebrow center point, the eyebrow center point, right eye and eyelid, left eye and eyelid, right ear, left ear, right cheek, left cheek, right nostril, left nostril, the nose tip, upper lip, lower lip, mouth, tongue, lower jaw, front of the neck, right side of the chest, left side of the chest, the heart center, abdomen, navel center, pelvis, the pelvic floor, awareness of the whole right leg, the whole left leg, both legs together, right arm, left arm, both arms, awareness of the back and spinal column, front of the body, the face. Now develop an awareness of the whole body as one, the whole body resting on the mat, the whole body. Imagine you are looking down from above, see the body resting peacefully on the mat. Release this image and become aware of the meeting points between the body and the floor. Feel the fine meeting points between the body and the floor. Contact between the right heel and the floor, the left heel and the floor, calves and the floor, buttocks and the floor. Contact between the back and the floor, backs of the arms and hands touching the floor, and the back of the head against the floor. Feel all these meeting points together, whole body supported by the floor. Now shift your awareness to the spinal column. The spinal column and the health of our spinal column is vital. The spine gives us upright strength, the ability to stand tall. Through the spine travels the nervous system, taking the sense of feeling to each and every part of our body. The subtle energy system and the nadis, or the energy pathways, also flow through the spine. Be aware of the spine running through the center of the back from the tailbone up to the top of the neck. Be aware of each vertebra, and between each vertebra, a small cushion. The alignment of the spinal column is vital to our health. And along the spine are situated the major energy centers, or chakras. We will now take our awareness to these subtle but powerful chakra points. The base chakra, or Muladhara, is situated in the pelvic floor just below the tailbone, either at the cervix for women or perineum for men. Muladhara is symbolized as a deep red lotus flower. You may wish to visualize this lotus in the pelvic floor and then set it spinning, creating a deep red disc of energetic light. Clearing and activating this center. Now move your awareness up to the sacrum at the base of the spine for Swadhisthana, the second major energy center. Here, visualize a dynamic orange lotus flower. And again, set this lotus flower spinning, creating an orange disc of light, clearing and activating the energy in this part of the body. Move the awareness up through the spine now and pause at the point behind the solar plexus. Here, visualize a vibrant yellow lotus flower. And then set that lotus flower spinning, creating a spinning disc of bright yellow or golden light, activating and clearing the energy of the solar plexus, governing the digestive organs. Let us move our awareness now up through the spine again, pausing at the point between the two shoulder blades and behind the heart center. Visualize here a beautiful green lotus flower. And then set this emerald green lotus disc spinning, creating a ball of light, clearing and activating the energies of the heart, unconditional love, governing the lungs, the arms, the chest, and the heart. Let us move our awareness now again up through the spine, pausing in the neck now, behind the Adam's apple. And here, let us see a beautiful blue lotus flower, symbolizing Vishuddhi Chakra. And set this lotus spinning, creating a disc of blue light, cleansing and activating the positive energies of Vishuddhi Chakra, governing speech, silence, the will, and the act of choice. Now allow your awareness to move upward once again beyond the spine to the point at the pineal gland directly behind the eyebrow center to Agnya Chakra. Visualize here an indigo lotus and then set it spinning, creating an indigo disc of light, clearing and activating the pineal, the higher wisdom, vision, and truth. Move the awareness now to the crown of the head. Imagine here a lotus flower sitting on the crown of the head. This lotus may be white, and like the prism of a crystal, the white light contains all the colors of the rainbow. Again, visualize a disc of white light spinning over the crown, clearing and awakening the connection between yourself and a higher mind or higher consciousness. And now let us move our awareness gently back down, pausing at each center for a few moments. The crown, Sahasra. The pineal, Agnya. Down to the throat center, Vishuddhi. Down to the heart center, Anahat. Down to the solar plexus center, Manipur. Down to the sacrum, Swadhisthan, and to the base, Muladhara. Now with your breath, as you inhale, allow your awareness to flow from Muladhara up through the spine. Pause at Agnya, behind the eyebrow center. And as you exhale, allow your awareness to flow down through the spine to Muladhara at the base. Be aware of a clean, clear breath flowing from the base chakra, Muladhara, up, passing through each of the centers, pausing for a moment at Agnya, and then exhaling, flowing down again to Muladhara. Be aware of this breath clearing the central nadi of Sushumna. Activating a healing energy flowing upward and downward through the spine. Feel a sense of strength and alignment and purpose. And next time your awareness flows down to the base chakra, Muladhara, let go of the breath and bring your awareness up to Chidakash. This is the mind screen, observed in front of your closed eyes or behind the forehead. Using your creative imagination, visualize or see the following images. Smiling Buddha. Pink lotus on a still lake. Temple bells ringing. Burning candle. Coconut palms. Wind in the trees. And the swaying forest. The cool splashing of a waterfall cascading over the rocks. Bright yellow butterfly. Kookaburras laughing. Galloping horses across the plains. Indian teepee. standing dog. A cat curled in front of an open fire. Falling snow. Children laughing and playing in the snow. Full moon in the night sky. Allow these images to pass now and bring to mind the affirmation or sankalpa you made for yourself in the beginning of this practice. The sankalpa is like a seed planted in the mind. The mind becomes fertile ground as it relaxes deeply during the practice. Let us now water the sankalpa by repeating it again from the heart 3 times. Allow this affirmation to rest in the deeper mind where it will grow and manifest in your life. Gently now return your awareness to your natural breath, feeling the breath flowing in and flowing out. And as you deepen your awareness of the breath, become conscious of your physical body and the relaxed state of your body resting on the mat or the bed. Be fully aware of how you are feeling after the practice of yoga nidra. And gradually begin to expand your awareness back to your surroundings. Have a sense of the room and the space around you. And begin to listen to the outer sounds. Know that you have been practicing yoga nidra, psychic sleep, a deep rejuvenating practice for the body and the mind. The practice is coming to an end. You are fully aware of your body in this time, in this place, the room around you, and the outer sounds. As you are ready now, gently begin to move the hands and the fingers, the feet and the toes. Gradually moving, stretching, and awakening your body from this practice. Feel a deep sense of peace on every level. And know that you can take this peace into your day, maintaining this sense of inner relaxation and balance. When you are ready now, roll over to one side and gently come up. Hari Om Tat Sat. The practice of yoga nidra is now complete.